here's a story from The World.
British and EU negotiators are trying to hammer out a trade deal on deadline. It's now less than 4 weeks before Britain officially leaves the European Union. Businesses on both sides are worried about what it means. One unexpected casualty could be fish and chip shops in Ireland, as the world's Orla Barry reports.
The Irish love affair with the potato goes back, well, a very long time, at least 400 years or more. Growing up in Ireland, I can say from experience that no dinner was complete without a spud or two. In the last couple of decades, though, the popularity of potatoes as part of a daily meal has come down to earth a bit. Still, every week, an estimated 1 in 4 Irish people head to the chipper for a bag of chips, or French fries, as you Americans call them. Now Brexit could change all that.
There could be a shortage. The supply is going to be affected. The quality will be different.
Derek Duggan helps run a century-old fish and chip shop in Dublin called Leo Burdock's. Like numerous others in Ireland, they actually import potatoes from Britain. In fact, Ireland imports more sea potatoes from the UK, mainly Scotland, than it produces. That's why the Irish government has issued a warning. Come December 31st, all imports of British potatoes could be banned under the new reality of Brexit. Scottish potato exporters like Sandy McGowan are frustrated.
I've been discussing this with people since the Brexit referendum took place and banging my head off a brick wall about trying to get people educated on what's happening.
And it's not just Ireland that's imposing a ban. The rest of Europe could do the same too. The problem is that British potatoes might not match EU food safety rules, because from the end of this year, the UK will be outside the legal framework of the European Union. McGowan, who's also president of the British Potato Trade Association, says lots of farmers are in the dark about what's going to happen on January 1st next year.
I'm still receiving calls almost on a daily basis from farmers based in the UK and Ireland that don't really understand what is going on and what's happening, and it's a really poor position we're in.
Much of the confusion is down to the fact that politicians in Britain and the EU have still not worked out the fine points of a new trade deal. Talks between the two sides have been going on for months now, and time is running out. But exporters like McGowan are already starting to take a financial hit.
We're having to accept a lesser value that we would normally expect. We're having to pay for storage. We're having to pay through the nose for logistics in terms of trucks, because we're, like every industry in the UK, we're racing against the Brexit deadline and beating other segments or beating tariffs. We are simply beating the fact that we can't trade after the 31st of December.
So why does Ireland, whose staple food was the potato for so long, import so many spuds from Britain? Chip shop owners will tell you it's because Irish potatoes just don't make very good chips. But Irish potato farmer Thomas McKeown dismisses that theory.
You can dig potatoes and bring them into the chip shop and they won't chip. But if you put them in the shed and get the temperatures right and leave them for 3 or 4 weeks, bring back that sample and they'll cook perfect.
McKeown, who owns a potato farm in County Meath, says Scotland got ahead of Ireland in terms of production and storage technology some years ago. Wholesalers too, he says, are buying in bulk from British exporters, which isn't helping Irish farmers.
You've wholesalers supplying a chipper, and he's also supplying the minerals into it. He's supplying the oil into it and the bags. Do you know, they've a stranglehold on us.
McKeown says Irish farmers need state assistance to compete with Scotland. Right now, though, the Irish government is more concerned with the talks in London between British and EU negotiators. UK Business Secretary Alex Sharma admitted to the BBC earlier today that things are not going particularly smoothly.
Time is short and we are in a difficult phase, but we want the EU to recognise that the UK is a sovereign and independent nation.
Some Irish chip shops are already thinking up alternatives for the new year. Here's Derek Duggan from Leo Burdock's again, speaking to Irish broadcaster RTE this week.
We're looking to try and get as much homegrown stuff as we can, but that might not be ready in time. We might have to go smaller portions. Hopefully that won't be the case, but we'll have to wait and see.
It's not all bad news, though. In fact, for some, like Thomas McKeown, this could be just the opportunity Irish farmers need.
To me, the glass is half full. There's potential there to go 4 or 5 times better than what we're at. We have growers who are mad interested in doing it. It's going to take money and education.
If no agreement is reached this weekend, many fear that the dreaded no-deal Brexit scenario might actually become the reality. And if that happens, Irish chippers won't be the only businesses facing a major headache come January 1st. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.
From PRX.